when you are just shaming yourself because you don't think it's the way something's supposed to be done and it's not hurting anyone, what is it for? Hello and welcome back to the Hard Feelings Podcast. This is, of course, my mental health podcast where I talk about things like anxiety, depression, anger, jealousy, embarrassment, aka hard feelings. This week, I've been thinking a lot about laziness versus listening to your body. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you right off the bat. I think laziness is a farce. I think it's something made up by society in order to shame people for resting. I think tiredness is always a symptom of something else. It's never a choice to be tired, right? Try to think back. Have you ever actively made the choice to be tired? No. You're either tired or you're not tired. Like, that is just, it's not a choice to feel tired or not feel tired, you know? It is affected by a lot of other things. So why do we still throw this word lazy around so much, especially towards ourselves? I know I very rarely am wanting to call other people lazy, but I love to call myself lazy. I love to shame myself for taking a little extra time to rest. I remember when I used to sleep in, I would have to spend the whole rest of the morning shaming myself for how much I slept in. And you know what that doesn't do? Anything. It does nothing. Shaming yourself for time that has already gone by, it just really doesn't do anything at all. And in fact, it just drags you further down because now you're focusing more on that than you are with enjoying your day going forward. You know, you're staying stuck in the past instead of letting yourself move forward. And the reason I wrote in my notebook lazy versus listening here is because I really do think the word laziness is often misplaced with paying attention to your body. You know, like, yeah, some afternoons you need to sit on the couch and you might feel like, oh, I'm being lazy, I should be doing this thing, but sometimes the thing you need to do is rest. I am really bad about that. On the weekends, I like try to be so hyper productive and take care of all of my household tasks that I don't have as much time to during the week. And this past weekend on Sunday, I really just let myself relax most of the day. I laid in bed and listened to my audiobook, which was amazing, but I definitely still had little moments where I started shaming myself again. I heard that little voice in the back of my head saying, you should be being productive. How dare you take this time to rest when you could be doing all of these more important things. Whenever I catch myself getting really caught up on productivity, I try to remind myself that when I'm on my deathbed, I am not going to be thinking about how productive I was in my life. I'm gonna be thinking about the people in my life, the relationships I had, the wonderful memories I made. I don't think I'm gonna be worried about how many things I checked off my to-do list on some random Thursday in 2024. Like, I hope I'm thinking about much more exciting things than that. And I know it's easy for me to say, like, I work for myself, I work from home, so I do have a little bit more flexibility of when I get to work. But I think reminding yourself of that in your free time too. Still try to pay attention to your body, dude. So you slept in a little more than you wanted to. Your body probably needed the rest. I started going to therapy for the first time in college, and I remember saying to the therapist, like, because I used to really nap a lot when I was younger. Honestly, until like a few years ago, I would be so exhausted throughout the day, I would just need a nap at some point. I remember coming home from high school and like taking like a quick half hour nap before I had to go to my dance class. And in college, I would nap between classes and nap after class. And I just like felt so bad about it. I put so much shame on myself for that. And I remember bringing that into therapy and saying like, oh, I just like hate that I can't just be like a normal student who can just go back to their room and study right away and not have to go take a nap. And she said to me, like, are you able to do your homework after you take a nap though? And I was like, yeah. And she said, okay, then what's the problem with that? Like, if you're still able to get the work done, then what is the issue here? The issue is that you're shaming yourself for it, but really it's just an accommodation that you're making for yourself that's helping you to get more work done afterwards. And once I kind of gave myself the permission to not feel horrible about that, I didn't even find the need to nap as much, dude. I don't know, something about just like not feeling bad about it gave me so much power. And I kind of experienced the same thing with sleeping in the morning. I've mentioned before on the podcast that that was an issue I've had for years, where like if I do not set an alarm clock, I could sleep all day. Like I just used to have such an issue with never being able to get enough sleep, no matter how early I went to bed the night before. I just really struggled with sleeping too much, you know, sleeping more than the average amount. And it wasn't until I stopped shaming myself about it and stopped setting 100 alarms in the morning. Oh my gosh, for years I set alarms every 5 minutes in like a two hour span because I wanted to really make sure I didn't oversleep. But then what happens is you snooze all of them and they all start going off every minute and it's horrible. But since I stopped doing that and started setting one alarm in the morning, I wake up before my alarm every morning now. So that's pretty freaking cool. It's amazing what the removal of shame from a situation can do for you. Like, it's like once you remove the shame, you don't even need that accommodation as much because you feel like, I don't know, a life without shame is really wonderful. And here's the thing, I know shame, like all emotions, is important. Shame is what keeps us from running nude through the streets. Like, we need a little bit of shame to keep us from scaring the neighbors, but most of us have way too much of it. Most of us have a lot of our shame around productivity because, you know, living in a capitalist society, the more everybody's working, the more they're making money, putting it back into the economy. Like, it's the society that we live in is set up for us to think that our productivity is our only value. People feeling like their job is their only value. And a lot of people have jobs that they really like and are doing something they're passionate about. And that's amazing. And maybe that feels like, you know, fulfilling. But I think there's also a lot of people who just work for the sake of working, work for the sake of survival. And they have to do that. And that sucks. That's a whole other can of worms, honestly. I don't know how I got off on that tangent. All of this to say, your productivity might be necessary for survival, but it is certainly not the only value you offer to the world. I think those of us who are neurodivergent, those of us with ADHD too, feel a lot of shame on not being able to do a task straight through. I'm somebody who, on my to-do list, I'll split up one task into 5 smaller pieces because I want to be able to check off more and because I want to be able to take breaks. And I'm in a privileged position where I work for myself and I work from home, so I can work at different parts during the day, work on different days of the week. But for a long time, I shamed myself for that, which is so annoying. Like I said, I'm in a very privileged position, and to then be just putting shame on myself for being in that position and not doing things like how they're traditionally done, who is that doing any good for? That is one of the best things I've learned out of therapy, is that like when you are just shaming yourself because you don't think it's the way something's supposed to be done and it's not hurting anyone, what is it for? I like taking an extra long walk in the morning before I start my work for the day, and I used to feel bad about that. I would come back afterwards and go, oh man, look at all of these other people online who have already posted today and they've already accomplished so much. I look at people's Instagram stories and see, oh wow, they've already been to the gym, they've already done this, they've already done that. Who cares? They're not me. I'm not them. I have a routine that works really well for me and lets me feel really fulfilled. So I'm gonna keep doing that. You know, we say all the time, I say all the time on here, you can't pour from an empty cup. I'm sure we've all heard that a million times over, but I think some of us have in our head that you can fill up your cup too much. And dude, it's literally not true. Like, you cannot fill up your cup too much. I don't believe it. Everybody I know who takes time for self-care, like takes all the time that they can to take care of themselves and listens to their body, is putting out incredible stuff into the world. Because the more you fill your own cup, the more you take care of yourself, the more you're in the best possible headspace to create, to produce, and things that actually feel fulfilling for you. You know, it might also be the case that if you give yourself lots of time for rest, you're gonna be more productive, even though I hate the word, you're gonna be more effective. Let's say you'll be more effective, efficient at work. But I think the even more wonderful effect of being well rested is how you put out energy to other people in your life. You know, how often do you run into somebody who's really tired and they might be a little snippy? You yourself, if you're really tired, you might might be a little snippy with people. You might say something that, had you not been tired, you wouldn't say before. I think we can all agree that we're better versions of ourselves when we're well rested. So why do we view resting as laziness? Like, you cannot rest too much. If your body is needing this rest, it has to be for a reason. For me, the reason my body was needing so much rest is because I was shaming myself for sleeping 1 minute past my first alarm. My brain told me you've already failed once you've snoozed the first alarm, right? So why bother getting out of bed now? Because of that shame, that self-inflicted shame, the problem became worse. You know, the issue of me oversleeping became even more exaggerated because of the shame I put on it. And like I said, it wasn't until I removed that shame that I started being able to get out of freaking bed, dude. Removing the shame from a situation is a game changer. At the end of the day, I hope what you take away from this episode is that laziness or tiredness is indicative of another emotion, much the same way that anger is. You know, we always say you're not angry for no reason. You're angry because your sense of social justice has been violated. You're angry because somebody has violated a boundary with you. Like, anger pops up because your needs aren't being met. So I think if we start to treat tiredness the same way, then we'll be a lot kinder to ourselves. So let yourself sleep in a little longer. Let yourself take a nap if you need to. Find time for rest throughout your day, even if it's not sleeping, even if you're not somebody who can nap throughout the day, but just like finding a moment of quiet time for yourself, finding time to take a walk alone and to not be multitasking. So that's something I'm trying to work on a lot, is not multitasking my relaxing time. Like, sometimes I'll be listening to an audiobook, which to me is very relaxing, but I'm also doing dishes at the same time. I'm also cleaning at the same time, and hey, that's fun, but that doesn't really count as my self-care time, girlfriend. Looking in the mirror, calling myself out, because I definitely try to bundle my self-care time with chores sometimes, and I'm trying to be better about, like, no, just truly sitting and relaxing and doing one relaxing thing. I've been trying to sit down and actually listen to my audiobooks instead of doing a million things at once, and, you know, I don't always last that long. Sometimes I only last a half hour of sitting still and listening, but hey, that's a big improvement from before when I was doing none of that. I truly believe, like, if you're sitting and scrolling on your phone or sitting and, like, watching TV and scrolling on your phone at the same time, like, as much as I need my multiple forms of media when I'm trying to focus on something, when I'm trying to relax, the multiple forms of media definitely does not help me relax. Keeps me on a buzzier wavelength when I'm trying to get to a lack of buzz. Whatever the opposite of buzzy is what I'm trying to achieve when I'm trying to relax. And when I've got my phone and my computer and the TV on, how can I possibly relax? I think it's also reframing the language, you know, instead of calling it a lazy day and associating that shame with taking time to rest for yourself and not doing any productive tasks, maybe try calling it a self-care day, self-love day. I've heard some people call them rot days, which is really funny because the only idea is to just, like, rot in bed or rot on the couch and just, like, be totally chill and totally relaxed. But whatever you want to call it, don't associate shame with it, because then it doesn't count. It's as if the rest doesn't count if you shamed yourself for it. That's what my therapist said to me when I was telling her I was feeling bad about taking these extra long walks in the morning and then feeling like it was like I was behind on work after that. She was like, if you're gonna do that, which is something she said scientifically, like, walking can actually give you energy to do your tasks, and it does for me when I don't shame myself afterwards. But yeah, if you allow yourself to make yourself feel bad about wasting time, then you're just actually wasting more time. You weren't wasting time before because you were doing something that was good for you that you were enjoying, but now you're wasting time ruminating on it. And as an anxious girly, I do be ruminating. I do spend too much time ruminating on things that I could have done better, ruminating on the past. And shame ties into that, dude. Shame and ruminating go hand in hand, and we don't need it. We don't need it. Like I said, shame is important. Shame keeps us from doing inappropriate things, but you don't need as much. You don't need as much of it as most of us have. All right, everybody. It's time for the mental health bop of the week. I told you in last week's episode that it was probably going to be something from the Tortured Poets Department, and wouldn't you know it, I've been listening to nothing but the Tortured Poets Department by Taylor Swift. I like all of it. It was so hard to pick a song for this week because I'm like, there's so many freaking mental health bops on this one, but I think I gotta go with Who's Afraid afraid of little old me. I loved this one instantly. It's a little spooky, which of course is very my vibe. So I leap from the gallows and I levitate down your street, crash the party like a record scratch as I scream, "Who's afraid of little old me?" I'm literally picturing her like ghoul self from the Look What You Made Me Do music video, just like rising up the street and scaring everybody. And when I first heard this song, I was like, this is the song for the people pleasers. This is a people pleaser anthem. This is a song for the people who repress all of their feelings, all of their hard feelings, feelings of anger and sadness and resentment and jealousy, and we push them down because we want to just be this like perfect angelic, perfect good girl version of ourselves. But then something happens to cause you to break. One of the lines in here is it a wonder I broke? Let's hear one more joke. And for her, she's referring to like, you know, the way the media joked about her being a serial dater and they joked about her social behavior and everything. She also has a lyric where she says, if you wanted me dead, you should have just said, nothing makes me feel more alive. Basically saying that like you wanting me to fail, the media wanting me dead, makes me feel powerful. It makes me feel very alive. And I love that. I love an underdog story. I love a phoenix rising from the ashes. And I feel like this is just Taylor Swift writes about people pleasing a lot in her song. She writes about anxiety and social anxiety a lot in her songs. So I really relate to her on that. And I thought this song was just, it was such a like, look at me song. Like, I love that she's saying like, who's afraid of little old me? Like, clearly I'm not a scary person. But like, oh, you're so afraid of me taking back my power. You're so afraid of me not hiding. Like, people are trying to push her down. People are trying to make her feel small. And like, the most radical revolutionary thing she can do is to rise up, levitate down the street and crash the party and say, hey, look at me. I'm not gonna hide anymore. And I love that for her. This song is an anthem and I can't wait to keep playing it. Also, tell me what your favorite song off the Tortured Poets Department is, including the anthology, because it's gonna take me a while to pick a top five. All right, everybody, I think that brings us to the end of this week's episode. I hope if nothing else you will take away from this, next time you are shaming yourself for being lazy, just take another minute to think about why you might be feeling so tired. Even just introducing the word tired over lazy, stopping yourself and saying like, nope, we're not gonna shame myself right now. Let's give me some grace. Let's try to work through these feelings. Let's try to think through these hard feelings and find out why I'm feeling this way. And then freaking accommodate myself the best that I can instead of shaming myself. That is what I hope for you. That is what I hope for me. And I thank you so much for listening to yet another episode of the Hard Feelings Podcast. I appreciate you so much. I will put all the makeup details down below. I have a fun little watercolor eye look on today. It's very cute. Check out the description box for the song I mentioned for Who's Afraid of Little Old Me. I'll link that down below. More episodes down below. My description boxes are always super loaded full of good stuff. So definitely go read it. Subscribe, follow, rate, review, do all the things. And I will talk to you next week with a new episode. Bye. Take care of yourself.